dope humor of the 70s, volumes 1 and 2. Who can forget such modern comedy hits as Cheech Chong's Reuben and the Jets, or Kong, Ress, and Wonders Beat the Electrician? Who did you have your arm up when you first sighed to Bootleg by the 4 or 5 crazy guys? Or cut a rug to the antics of Hilario Gomez and the Wanderers?
They would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
It's mortification day. It was just a year ago today, give or take a day, when Scoutmaster Nixon was first stoned in office.
Ah, that's why all the flags are at half-mast, right, Professor?
And all the banks are open, Bobby.
Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking through the door.
Good morning.
The
makers of synthetic bread and Jack Poet Volkswagen bring you breakfast with the Brunts. That's that 15 minutes of sunshine that puts another lump of sugar in your coffee and another lump of chuckle in your throat. Hey, here they come now. Dick and Jane. Brunt, that is.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Dick. I can see here by the paper that, remember that teacher who was on trial for witchcraft?
It's upside down.
Well, she found her missing contact lens in her son's ear.
Can I have the fascist
section? Sure, honey. But be careful. But before we get into that, I think we ought to say a few words about Jack Poet Volkswagen.
He makes it all possible.
Makes it possible, Jane. Jack Poet, you know, he's a poet. He doesn't know it out there. And 5944 North Figueroa in Highland Park, he'll do everything for your car. He'll rent your car, he'll sell your car, he'll fix your car.
Change your heads?
Anything that you
that's
want.
Wonderful.
Where is that? Again, it's the Embassy to turn off.
5944 North Figueroa in Highland Park in
Pasadena,
New York City.
That's right. And get down there soon. Oh, Jane!
They'll stone you when you are unable. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Fresh air and water. Exposed fish gill.
Mountain summit stone.
A large wallet of dark, soft leather.
Utopia or Oblivion by Buckminster Fuller.
Unicorn horn.
Mist-enveloped stone.
$365.
A bicycle.
Silkworm reeling silk.
Moon shadow stone.
3 5-pound notes.
Suspenders.
Shifting turning dragon.
Mandarin duck stone.
A much visaed Greek passport.
A record by the Chambers Brothers.
Fish eye to eye.
Sentinel stone.
5 folded sheets of pinkish onion skin paper.
Some cedar and redwood shake shingles.
Heart-sharing swallows.
Watergate stone.
Postcard photograph of a dusky woman.
A pound of hash.
Kingfishers intertwined.
Wave receiving stone.
A large silk handkerchief yellow with age.
A hash pipe.
Joined mandarin ducks.
Flying geese stone.
A thin sheaf of Mr. Joel Cairo's engraved cards.
A letter from my girlfriend, Joy.
Sky-soaring butterfly.
Fish-diverting stone.
Ticket for an orchestra seat at the Geary Theater.
Familiar nuts and raisins.
Rear-flying wild duck.
Nameless stone.
Three gaily colored silk handkerchiefs.
Some flower and vegetable seeds.
Recumbent covered pine.
Planet stone.
A platinum longine watch.
Camping equipment.
Bamboos converging on the altar.
Tortoise stone.
A platinum and red gold chain.
What kinds of leaflets?
The seagull soars.
Crane stone.
A small pear-shaped pendant of some white metal.
A joint.
The wild horse leaps.
Mirror stone.
A handful of United States, British, French, and Chinese coins.
Baby slings.
Fast-stepping steed.
Guest honoring stone.
A ring holding half a dozen keys.
An ecology symbol.
The horses shaking hooves.
Shoe-removing stone.
A silver and onyx fountain pen.
Women's liberation information.
White tiger jumps.
Sleeping tiger stone.
A metal comb in a leatherette case.
Articles on Vietnam and Korea.
Dark affixed cicada.
Long boat stone.
A nail file in a leatherette case.
Pantyhose.
Mountain goat facing a tree.
Magician. Hat stone.
Street guy to San Francisco.
A Colonel Sanders Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A phoenix frolics at the Cinnabar Hole.
A Southern Pacific baggage check.
Snoopy comic strip.
A great bird soars over a dark
sea.
Faint scent stone.
A half-filled package of violet pastilles.
Ticket signs.
Wailing monkey embracing a tree.
Nail stone.
Shanghai insurance broker's business card.
Stupid smile pin.
Cat and rat share a hole.
Poor stone.
Four sheets of hotel Belvedere writing paper.
1 cubic foot of sweet clean air.
The donkey of early, mid, and late spring.
Diseased stone.
A paper bag.
A flute.
The dog of early, mid, and late.
Dead stone.
A pickle.
Listen, I like to talk about drugs, you know, marijuana and
okay,
acid. Funny, listen, listen, hey, you lady, what do you think have this acid and these drugs done anything for women? I mean, has it led you to a greater consciousness of women's potential?
I was involved in drugs for a time quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And I have constantly been involved with people who are involved with drugs.
Yeah, isn't everybody?
And, well, I hardly trust people who haven't been involved with drugs. Most poor people have for a long time. Like, I was in high school in the 50s, and we smoked marijuana.
Sure.
It was a working-class high school, and, of course, black people have been involved for a long time in an oppressive way.
Well, I'd like to say here that the system has set it up to drug people, but actually the effects it's had because of the conditions of the world, you know, reality being so great that it's been a very liberating tool, especially for middle-class kids, you know.
Oh, yes.
Working kids are into drugs, too. I'm not sure how liberating that is.
Well,
that's my feeling about
you know, Jocko, that
I do think that revolution, though, is liberating for working-class people, you understand.
Oh, yes, I would agree with
you
there.
Eat it raw!
Especially if they wear masks.
That's very true.
But in Fresno State, over 50% of the students there have tried marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and 13.1% would like other members of their family to try it, so they say. Didn't you go to Fresno, Phil?
Hi, friends. I'm Ricky Ricardo, owner and general operator of Ricky Ricardo Chevrolet. I'd like to offer all of you a color TV set and a bag of fine marijuana when you come down and buy one of these fine late model used automobiles from us.
Yes, but I would not feel so all
ever since I was in high school, I was always told that you can accelerate faster, you know.
Or you can go farther. How about some, I got some whiteies. You got some whiteies.
Give me those whiteies and I'll tell you about Ohm's law.
Okay. You want some blackies?
I got a couple of those black widows.
Take you down a little bit, yeah. How about some yellows?
Just a couple of yellows,
yellows? Okay, here we go.
How about some Chicanos?
Yeah, right. Okay, man. All right. Here, have some brownies.
I have some brownies, too, huh? That's good drugs.
Okay, now with us today as an expert on drug abuse, Peter Keschner. Peter has been an expert on drug abuse for many years. He was with the Drug Abuse Council in Cincinnati. He's taken more drugs than any police officer, you think, in the world. Mr. Keschner, can you tell us about, by golly, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Do you always wear that hat, Mr. Keschner? I think you'd call that far out, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, as a police officer.
Oh, no! Oh,
well, okay, in your police work, Mr.
Well, as a narcotics control officer.
I think we better take a break for the news.
Well, they'll stone you when you are all alone. They'll stone you when you are walking home. They'll stone you and then say they'll are brave. They'll stone you when you're sent down in your grave.
So let's put him on the air. Hello, you still there, caller?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Okay, Bob, you're
hey,
on the line with
Subcluster B.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I was wondering, you know, for a long time, I mean, even way back, I've really liked you guys all along. And back when you did, say, for instance, Don't Crush That Dwarf, were you guys, did you inhale?
Did we inhale?
I think we didn't exhale, I think.
You didn't exhale. That's good. That's good. That's good. Right, sort of. Thought you'd say.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if such a thing exists as facts, we are a product of what was known as the drug culture. And at that time...
I don't believe that for a moment.
Huh?
I don't believe that for a moment.
Good. You know, as they say, if you lived in the 60s, you
yep.
can't remember it or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember
That's
that.
That's right.
Yeah. But the fact is that we used... substances in order to better, I use substances in order to discover things about myself and to break out of some of the brainwashing that I had been raised with. At a certain point it became no longer a part of my life, even though I can still enjoy an occasional legal substance socially, like I think most real people do, and whether it be a cigarette or a drink of alcohol or a toke from a marijuana cigarette or a snort of cocaine. I think that the reality in life is that many people in their lives do use drugs for social reasons upon occasion. I think it's a shame there's such a drug hysteria in this country, and in fact, in a way, worldwide, but in countries where the drugs have been taken in the proper perspective, people are living much saner and better lives, and actually the people who have drug addiction problems are much more better taken care of than they are in this country, where they basically are incarcerated because of this unreasoned fear over substances which basically God has given to us to learn to live with.
My co-host was nodding away.
Okay, well, he's nodding. What is he? Did he shoot up?
No, not at all.
So you see, at the time that we were able to use some of these substances, they weren't even illegal.
Yeah.
You know, they were so new that the use of psychedelics, for instance, which are not narcotics, by the way, and therefore are not addictive, the use of psychedelics, which was basically in conjunction with mind expansion, consciousness expansion, awareness of higher consciousness, Eastern philosophies, religious developments, et cetera, et cetera, and also come out of the American Indian experiences of using natural drugs,
right,
mushrooms and psilocybins and things, in order to create visions of one's relationship to the universe and to nature. All of these things and these substances and these events are part and parcel of what we call human existence. The sad thing about the American situation is that we have removed ourselves increasingly from connection with humanity, with our humanness, not just with nature. In a way, it's become kind of, you know, a way for people to deny their lack of connection with their spirit or their self, simply to say that we're disconnected from nature. It goes much deeper than that. And so the use of drugs in our work was primarily for enlightenment and in essence, eventually, to make fun of. We were known as the jesters of the rock generation and of the drug culture because we were the only comedians at the time who dared to make fun of drug usage and of other aspects of political realities in at that particular time. It wasn't later till Cheech and Chong hit the scene that that a whole generation was able to laugh at it and to, you know, to actually become commercially involved in the exploitation of the idea of drug usage. But it's a long battle of education, and there are now more and more cries to legalize certain drugs, and there's still tremendous resistance and fear about it. And the only thing I can say to anybody who uses drugs is, use them in moderation, be wise, do not use them in any circumstances or situations where you could cause harm to yourself or others. Use them in a social sense or a sense of self-enlightenment. This goes for cigarettes and tobacco, I mean, and alcohol,
coffee,
as well,
whatever,
right?
Yeah.
And if you can, be outspoken when it is wise to be so about the realities of drug usage and try politically to change the system so that it becomes less hysterical and fairer to those of us who may enjoy tripping out on other substances.
Excellent. I need to interrupt because, first of all, we need to see if the caller has got anything more to say before
Real
I take
quickly.
Him off.
Yeah. That was one of the most honest answers.
It was.
Well, it better be.
It was eloquent.
Honesty is the best policy.
I think so, man. Like, I admire you.
Thank you for calling.
You bet.
Okay.
You just do grabs until your muscles come back.
Mommy's waiting in high heel shoes and a low neck sweater. Get back, Loretta!